You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely f***ed up?
They're saying I shouldn't think stuff like this. They're saying
something is wrong with me.
To
be so cynical.
Practice.
Welcome to the latest installment of Positive Cynicism. I am your host, Chad Smart. You can find me on Twitter at Chad Smart. And I'm not Waldo, guys. I swear that I am there. I'm on Twitter. I'm very easy to find. You can just go to Twitter, type in the little at symbol, Chad Smart. It's very simple. I don't make me beg for interaction, because I will do it, but I don't want to have to do it. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, before I get into this installment, this episode, I want to take a little time to promote the other shows here at the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. We talk about it all the time, every episode, kind of trying to share the love, get you to listen to all the other episodes, all the other shows. And I think this summer is going to be a huge summer for the Jittery Monkey Network. I say that knowing only what I have in store for the summer, but I am sure Greg and Kevin have a lot planned as well. Speaking of those two guys, as you know, you can always find Kevin Hunsberger's My 123 Cents, or as fans of the show like to call it, My 123 Cents. It might catch on. Kevin has a weekly, the longest running weekly episodic show here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. I'm going to try to say the entire full name, Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, as many times as possible tonight. I am not sure what Kevin has in store for the next couple weeks. I do know he has some Stride Pro Wrestling shows upcoming, and from what I've seen on the My 123 Cents blog and listening to the My 123 Cents podcast, it seems to be like he's starting to write some checks that I don't know if his butt can cash. So it'll be interesting to see and hear what goes on at these latest Stride shows. And I have to say, if anything breaks out, my money's on Roger Mathis, who by pictures that I've seen of him looks to be about twice the size of Kevin. So I don't know what Kevin is thinking. Just have to pay attention to the My 123 Cents podcast, and like, hopefully Kevin is there every week to fill us in on the details. In addition to Kevin, we have Greg Mahochko, the godfather of the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, and he has Nerds United. Pretty self-explanatory, I think. It's a show about nerds, for nerds, to nerds. And I am looking forward to guesting on his show here in the next couple of weeks. He wants to have me on to discuss Last Jedi, which I know is a few months old at this point in time, and even older if you're just now discovering the archives of Nerds United. But he apparently has not listened to the two episodes that I did on Last Jedi back in December, and I don't know if he's going to listen to them before we talk, but he could be in for some interesting revelations from my point of view. But I also am interested in talking to him because I sent him a Blu-ray copy of The Apple, a movie that I think is phenomenal, and I know Kevin gives it 4 out of 3 stars. So if you have not seen The Apple, I cannot recommend the movie enough, but I'm curious to hear what Greg had to say about it after watching it. And so look for that episode coming up, or already out, depending on when you listen to this. Again, this whole time frame of podcast freaks me out because I don't know how to properly promote episodes. Anyway. And Greg also has the Five Corn Husker. I don't know. It's about Nebraska Corn Husker sports. So if you're a Corn Husker, if you like Nebraska, if you can find Nebraska on a map, go check out that episode or that show as well. and Greg will fill you in on all of the goings on in Husker Nation, Husker territory. As for positive cynicism, you know, every month we have Wonder Why, which is when I'm joined by Mike DeKalb, the Hockey Transplant, hockeytransplant.com, and we break down one-hit wonders and try to figure out why they only had one hit. The next episode that we're going to be doing is, I think, going to be one of the more interesting episodes because it is with an artist that I, frankly, had never heard of until we took listener suggestions for the episode, and this guy won. I'm not going to say who it is. You'll have to tune in to that episode. You'll have to wait a few more weeks time. Again, irrelevant in the world of podcasting, but I think this will be a very interesting episode given some of the things that I have found out about this artist. So I am curious to see what type of information Mike brings to the table on that episode. And then I am working on a new series that will launch in June. And it was going to be just a summer series, a three-part series. But the more that I am starting to research and get into it, I think it's going to be a much longer series. Actually, probably not much, maybe 4 or 5 episodes. But I'm going to be joined again by my friend Eric Bennett, who was on the episodes discussing Last Jedi, and he's been on a couple other episodes discussing fandom. We are going to attempt, in some fashion, to break down the history of the Hollywood summer blockbuster and look at how it has changed cinema over the last 40 years. I'm really looking forward to this series. I've gotten some books on researching this topic, and I don't even know where to begin summarizing my thoughts, and I'm only 5 pages into the first book. So it's a very, very massive subject that we're going to undertake, and I'm looking forward to see where those episodes go. But those will be out. The first one will come out in June. I'd hope to have it out in May before the first summer blockbusters, or before the summer blockbuster season officially starts, but there's just too much information to pack in. So look for that in June. That will be the second week of every month. Again, Wonder Why is the 4th week. And then the 3rd week is Question Everything. And that is the monthly interview segment where I try to bring on, so far it's mainly been podcast hosts who I want to help promote their show. This month I am having someone who I think totally exemplifies what the positive cynicism idea was all about when I first concocted it. And this is an author who has written a book called Giving Back, Lessons from an Adopted Immigrant on Why a Happy Life is About Helping Others. She's a Southern Illinois native, I guess you could say, even though wasn't born in Southern Illinois. But you'll have to tune into that episode to find out all about that detail. And her name is Jenna Jameson, and it's not that Jenna Jameson, which I'm sure we will touch on when we do the interview. But her book, I read her book over the weekend. Very fascinating book, lots of good information. And I actually bought an extra copy of the book to give away to a lucky listener. So I will give the details on how you can win the book when we do the episode of Question Everything. And that should come out hopefully on May 15th. Now, on with this episode. You know, this episode is, again, time irrelevant, but per our usual release schedule, this episode is releasing late. And part of that reason is I was really struggling with what I wanted to talk about on this episode. Because it wasn't a themed episode, I don't have a guest host here to talk to, and I'm really getting to the point where I don't like doing solo shows just because I don't like rambling on for any lengthy amount of time. Now, again, this show is all about having a discussion. I wish I had someone here to discuss with right now, but not important. my issue, though, with this episode and why it's taking so long is the topic that was circling around in my head. Harken back to when the show first started. I wanted to have more of a political tinge to the show. I wanted to delve into the world of politics, but as I've said on previous shows, politics just aren't fun anymore. It has gotten to the point where actually I want to disassociate from politics. And this last weekend, as I record this on May 1st, this last weekend was the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which for some reason has taken up a lot of airtime, and I don't understand why. I mean, I understand why people are saying the things that they're saying. I just don't know why, other than the fact that in our media, the smallest things become the biggest issues and actual issues get pushed to the back burner. So I wanted to talk about that. I also wanted to talk about Kanye West and comments that he's been making and reaction to that, as well as Shania Twain's comments about had she been able to vote for in the 2016 election, she may have voted for Trump and the backlash that that got to her. And it's, I will just say very quickly that I don't understand why people not sharing the same opinion as other people is a bad thing. Why are we not allowed to have individual thought anymore? And I'm just going to leave it at that, because the more I thought about this, I don't want to go negative. And so I am making the pledge here now. And this is why, partly inspired by Jenna's book, but I am making a pledge here on May 1st for the next 2 months, actually probably 2.5, it's all going to be about positivity, which is what we've been saying on Positive Cynicism for a while. But I am making a pledge of positivity. A pop, I guess you could say. I'm going to make a pop. Pledge of positivity, where we're only going to focus on the good stuff. And part of this focusing, or part of my hesitance in doing a pledge like this, or a focus like of positivity, is I don't want to ignore the bad stuff. I don't want to ignore the negativity, because I know that it's out there. I know you can't escape it, but I'm trying to find a way to change and make that, even if it's just within myself, to take away the negative aspect of life and focus more on the good parts. And part of that has been, and this has only been a 24-hour experiment, so I hope I can stick to it, but I have it's taken myself away from Facebook. I find Facebook to be a wasteland of sort of uninspired, unoriginal, and unpersonal communication. That could just be my feed. I'm not calling for a Facebook boycott. I'm not saying turn off Facebook. If you enjoy it, more power to you. For me, I just, every time I go on there, I question why I'm spending the time on Facebook. So I am trying to take that away and hopefully maybe change my mental mindset a little bit regarding social media. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I struggle with promotion on social media. I don't really like social media, but I understand that it is part of our fabric of society today. And it's also, if I want to grow my brand, it's a necessary evil. But for me personally, taking that away, one of my other aspects, and this is something that has come up in my life dealing with friends and was something that, again, Jenna's book, Giving Back, pointed out is, and also that I've taken away from the Mr. Rogers documentary that I watched a month ago. And you can go back in the archives and find the episode about needing more neighbors like Mr. Rogers. And listen to that, because, again, I personally, one of my favorite episodes that I've done here. I saw a comment the other day, probably on Facebook, ironically enough, or somewhere else. I'm not sure. But it said, do more. I'm going to misphrase this. But the point was, do more so you look at your phone less. And I just had probably a 30-minute conversation before recording this about why we are so addicted to our phones these days. And I know I am guilty of this, where as soon as if I'm walking and I get stopped by a red light, I can't cross the street, oh, let me pull the phone out and just check something real quick. Or if I'm, you know, anytime that I'm not actively doing something, it's go to the phone. And I don't even know why I'm looking at the phone. It's just, it's habit. And I'm trying to wean myself away from doing that so that I can be more productive in my personal life when I'm just at home instead of being on the phone. You know, I have a stack of books that I'm trying to read. I want to do the research for the podcast. I want to do more writing on my own. So trying to get rid of the phone in that regard. And also, even when I'm out with friends, you know, my the focus should be on the people that I am with, not the people that aren't with me. And that's not to say you shouldn't ever talk on your phone or text or anything when you're with people, but I think prioritizing the people that are actually looking at you is a dying, I don't even know the words, but I see it all the time where you see people around each other that are always on their phone. Like, there's no interaction anymore. And, you know, it brings to mind the quote attributed to Albert Einstein. It says, I fear the day that technology will surpass our human interaction, the world will have a generation of idiots. And I don't want to be so blunt as to say that we have a society full of idiots, but yeah, you know, might possibly be getting there. But it's so true that human interaction, which is weird that we use the phone for interacting with others, but don't interact amongst ourselves when we're together. So for me, I'm just, in addition to the next 2.5 months or so of focusing on the positivity and trying to do acts of kindness, acts of generosity towards others, I'm also trying to, I guess, retrain myself to how I used to live before the advent of cell phones, and just deal more with being more aware of my surroundings, or being more in tune with where I am, not on a piece of metal and glass and electronics in my hand. Yeah, I think that's going to wrap up this episode. I had more thoughts, but I'm not going to go negative. I'm going to try to stay positive. I encourage you. Let's spread positivity into the world. Let's change the way things are going. Let's listen to hear. Let's engage in discussion. Just because somebody doesn't share your opinion, you know what? Most of the time, it's okay. I'm not going to say all the time, because there are some radical opinions out there that, yeah, are pretty bad. But most of what we're arguing as a society over today, not that important. Let's focus on What brings us together, not what separates us. And as always, I encourage you not only to do something positive, but question everything.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.